I ask you to review with me and center your focus in this moment. The text for today is coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The word is coming from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And it reads, hallelujah, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Thank you, Sister Carolyn. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hallelujah. Thank God for his written word, and thank God for the ability to speak the word, because we know that faith comes by hearing. Hallelujah. And hearing by the word of God. And from the God-inspired scripture, from the word of God, as written but also spoken into the atmosphere on this beautiful Sunday morning. This word that is written about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his Father, as inspired and empowered by the Holy Spirit. This word that gives us wisdom, understanding, and strengthens us, strengthens the inner woman and the inner man. This word I share with you today. And my thought, hallelujah, is simply this. Think and thanks. Think and thanks. We can say that to ourselves all through this week to come and beyond Thanksgiving itself. But think and thanks. In Proverbs, the 23rd chapter and the 7th verse, King Solomon, we know him as the wisest man that the earth has ever seen, the son of King David. He penned a powerful insight that captures the high and the low of human nature. And basically, when you read Proverbs 23 and 7, he shares with us that as we think, so we are. And this morning I submit, in this atmosphere, in the omnipresence of God, because he's everywhere, I'm just praying that he will reveal himself even to us now. But as we think, so we are. If we don't think, pray, we won't live pray. If we don't think peace, we won't live peace. If we don't think God, we won't live love. Because if it ain't love, it ain't God. God is love. And I'm hoping this morning that there's a witness in the house on the call. Hallelujah. That as we say, family, so we are. So we are. We need to change and elevate the practices and patterns of our thinking to move from doubt to deliverance, to move from fear to faith, to move from selfishness to self-sacrifice. I can hear the writer saying, let this mind be in you. Let this way of thinking be in you. Let this thought process be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Family, on this Sunday morning and for the days to come, think on Christ and just give him thanks. Think and thanks. Think and thanks. What has the Lord done for you just since you woke up this morning? What has the Lord done for you during this year? What has the Lord delivered you from? And who has the Lord delivered you from? Think, hallelujah, and think. My hallelujah belongs to you. When you didn't have the money, but he blessed you anyhow. When the people on your job were tripping, but he diminished their authority and capacity to harm you. When you were sick in your body, and he healed you. Thank, hallelujah, and just give him thanks. When your children were at war with you after you have loved them all of their lives, but Jesus, hallelujah, through the Holy Ghost, spoke peace to their hearts. Hallelujah. We can just give him thanks. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. Is there anybody along with me, again in the omnipresence of God, who has a praise report that God is good all of the time? And all of the time, God is good. I give him praise today, saints. I can hear David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Think, hallelujah, and thanks is resonating with me even more so this morning. A little testimony, if you will, as we continue to think and give him thanks. On yesterday, I reached out to check to and check on the God brother of Dr. Reba Myers. And as I talked with him, and I reached out to him, he told me something that just blew my mind, y'all. And he said to me, he said, you know what? You're going to be getting a letter. And you're going to get a letter from a lawyer by the name of John Grant. John Grant is the lawyer who is handling the estate of Sister Reva. And then I told him, I said, man, I know John Grant. Matter of fact, we were classmates in law school, and I could have told Dr. Reva about John. Hallelujah. I don't have any recollection of doing so right now, but I think I did. And I shared that with Brother Andrew, and I told him that I didn't know that. I didn't know that she had left the ministry in her will. And the one thing that he told me, he said, you wasn't supposed to know. Hallelujah. He said, you wasn't supposed to know. But he also told me that obviously she was blessed by the ministry and she left Powerhouse in a will. Family, I'm excited by the fact that as she was going out, hallelujah, she remembered the ministry. Hallelujah. Most people, when they're going out, when they're making the transition and graduating to the next level, sometimes it may not be within them to bless those as they're going out. But she did. He didn't disclose any amount of money, and it really doesn't matter. What really matters is that she showed me in the example of her life, moving to a better place, that if it ain't love, thank you, Jesus, if it ain't love, we've never, hallelujah, asked her for anything. We just wanted to pour in her life, but if it ain't love, it ain't God, because God is love. On her way out, Sister Reva, I saw this even in a text. Sister Carolyn and Sister Annette saw it as well. As she is in her last few weeks of living, she was still showing compassion to others. And I remember that when the nephew, when Keith passed, the nephew of Sister Carolyn and Sister Annette, that when he had passed, she reached out to both Sister Carolyn and Sister Annette and asked them, is there anything I can do? Hallelujah. I can just think about that and give God thanks. Hallelujah. For somebody who could look beyond their own situation to pour into the lives of others. The word says that no greater love is this than a man. And I want to submit as well than a woman. Hallelujah. To just lay down their life for a friend. I thank God for a better friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. This morning, we have a better friend. And I woke up with him, to God Almighty, on my mind. And as I woke up with my friend, the Lord Jesus, I began to think. And then I began to give him praise. And as I began to give him thanks, He made me think again. He made me think again for all the things that he has done. Hallelujah. And he brought me into a place of I'm a mortified, prophetic attitude about what he is going to do again. I just give him praise. Hallelujah. And on this Sunday morning, with this prophetic attitude, the one that Dr. Devil preached about on last week, this prophetic attitude, I release and I declare unto each of you something that goes back to Brother Andrew and what he said to me on yesterday. And I say it prophetically because it's still now faith. It ain't now manifested. It's just now faith. And between now faith and now manifested of those things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, I can hear Brother Andrew say, you wasn't supposed to know. You weren't supposed to know how the blessed things were coming from and where they were coming from. You weren't supposed to know. But right now, family, right now, I believe that God has a new testament. He has a better testament, which was written in the blood, the precious blood of his only begotten son. The testament has been written, and you are included as a beneficiary. You don't know it yet, but you have been identified as a recipient of healing. It's going to manifest in your body. You've been identified as a recipient, God, of prosperity. You don't see it in your checkbook right now, but it's coming. You've been identified as having your children saved. Hallelujah. And brought closer to the Lord. Hallelujah. You are one of the Lord's beneficiaries. And the blessings are soon to be poured out beyond measure. Just say that to yourself. Beyond measure, your cup is going to run over. And God the Father, he's going to move you from bitter to better. Not many days hence, the counsel of God, the Spirit of truth, the Paraclete, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit is going to contact you through another chosen vessel to let you know what the Father has left for you. In spite of your circumstances, in spite of what your finances say to you right now, in spite of the naysayers all around you, oh my God, we who against hope, we believe in hope. We who against hope, thank you, Elder Bobby, we believe in hope. We, oh my God, against hope, we believe in hope and we rejoice evermore. We who against hope believe in hope and we pray without ceasing. Who against hope, we believe in hope and in everything we give thanks. Not for it, but in it. Not for it, but during it. Not for it, but after it. In all the testament. This is the covenant of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Who, hallelujah, we who are against hope, we believe in hope, and we think, and we thank him. We think, and we give thanks. We think, and we praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as we come to the conclusion of the whole matter, we speak again to the precious people of God, his clarion word, his word that is rooted and emanates from the essence of who he is, and that is love. And I'm reminded of the beloved disciple in 1 John chapter 4, verses 10 through 19. Listen with me again to the beauty of holiness. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in them, and they in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has towards us. God is love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is love. Hallelujah. Praise your Father. God is love. Think and thank. Hallelujah. And the writer goes on to say, and they that dwell in love dwell in God, and God in them. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is. There we go again. As a man thinketh, so is he, because as he is. We can just think like God. Because as God is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has torment. They that fear are not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Think and thank. Think